Thank you, Rabbi Mazur, for the opportunity to be at this community best medrash. And even in the craziest times, we make time to learn. So it's a big chizik to me to see everyone tonight. Isidore Rabi, I think that's how you pronounce it, was once the winner of a Nobel Prize for Physics. And they once asked him, how did you become a scientist? And he said it wasn't a teacher, it was his mother. His mother, without him ever realizing it, was the one who influenced him to become a scientist. Every other child would come home from school, and the parents would ask them, what did you learn today? And his mom would say, did you ask a good question today? And he said that made the difference to him. And that created his desire to ask about the world, to probe, to look further, to look deeper. And in these parshios of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah emphasizes time and again the importance of questions. It says, "V'hayu ki yomru aleichem b'neichem," when your children will ask you, "Ma avoda azos?" What is this thing you're doing? And then again, "V'hayu ki yishalcha bincha," when your son will ask, when your child will ask. From the Torah's perspective, children need to ask. What does your Judaism mean to you? What are you doing? What is this? Unfortunately, sometimes in the system, the people that are teaching, or perhaps maybe it's not their fault, but whatever it is, society tells people if you question the system, then you're the problem. Then you're the issue. Right? And many times those who raise questions, who raise challenges, who are struggling with, they ask questions, they are told, oh, no, get with the program already. This is the answer, right? That was at least my experience in some institutions. And nothing could be further from the truth. The need for questions, especially when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, how we tell the story, is fundamental. The Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Tezayin, says that Tanu Rabbanan Chacham Bino, if your child knows how, if he's capable, Sholo. So then ask the child about the Seder. Ask them, talk to them. Question and answer. Im Eino Chacham. The child asks the father, or the parent. If he's not a Chacham, Ishto Sholo. So then the wife should ask the husband. Im Lav, Hu Sholo Atzmo. If there's no one else to ask a question, you ask yourself. And the Gemara says, "Afilu shnei talmidei chachamim sheyodim behilchos haPesach sholem zeh lezeh." Even if two Torah scholars know the halachos, they should ask them each other at Seder night. And this is something I want to highlight. We're talking about the whole emphasis, as the Ramban points out, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is one of the most fundamental mitzvos in the Torah. Every mitzvah, Kiddush, and he talks about going to shul and everything, tefillin, zirchul Yetzias Mitzrayim. What about Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim stands out, remembrance of the exile of Egypt, this idea of questions. So I want to ask this, as just to bring out this point. What is it about questions that is so important? Okay, we quoted some psukim, we see the Gemara says it, but what is it about the question that's so important? And even more than that, we have a message to teach on the Seder night. We have a message to teach our children. We have a message about Yetzias Mitzrayim that we want to teach. Why don't we teach it? Right? Seder night, we get to the Seder and we wait till somebody asks the question. Okay, if you have something to teach, you have a curriculum, you have something, you have a message, you have a heritage, you have a Masorah to teach, so why don't you teach it? Why are you waiting, doing these things? The kid should ask and this person should do that. And it says in the Torah, when your child asks you, then you respond. And you have to prod them. You have to invite the question, even ask yourself. So what's so important about this emphasis on questions? That would be my question number one. Another question. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah begins very, very strangely. You'd think in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam should tell you, okay, this is what you have to learn. You know, you learn Mishnayos, you learn Mikra, you learn Talmud, whatever it is. What does he start with? These are the people that you don't have to teach. These are the people that you have to teach. Then all this, okay, later on he tells you, by the way, you also have to learn. He starts with people that you have to teach before he talks about that you even have to learn. That's a little bit strange to me. Question number two. To answer these questions, I want to introduce a concept that I came across a few years ago. And I think it addresses the importance of questions and why this teaching element is very important. And that is called the gap theory. The gap theory was authored by George Lowenstein. He was a behavioral economist at Carnegie Mellon. And he was trying to figure out, what does a speaker have to do to gain the attention of his audience? He called it situational interest. How can I, if I'm here trying to get your attention, how do I get your attention? So his theory was very simple, but it makes a lot of sense. Curiosity. Curiosity, if I can breed curiosity, and you want to figure out what I'm going to say, so that creates somewhat of a painful experience. Not so painful, but a little bit of an itch that you want to scratch, like you're watching a bad film, right? Your bad movie. You want to know what's going to happen in the end, and you sit through the whole thing just to figure that out, even if it's terrible. So the speaker, or the whatever you're trying to engage someone in, has to create that curiosity. How do you breed curiosity? By having the people experience a gap, right? It's called the gap theory. They have to feel a gap in their knowledge. They have knowledge base here. You have something to offer to them, and they're kind of feeling that gap between what they know and what the speaker is saying, and they really want to bridge those two things. That is how a good speaker gains the situational interest of his audience. So, it's a cool theory, but I think it actually highlights why children are so important in the process of learning and why questions are so important. Children who are, you know, younger generation, have sort of a natural curiosity about the world. They're excited about things. They're always asking questions. They always want to know more, right? And we squash that. We squash that, unfortunately. Either we become jaded ourselves and we become older, or we know already everything. Oh, yeah, what is the rabbi going to talk about this week? Or what's this going to be? What are they going to say this week about the lockdown, right? There's a certain jadedness that we get frustrated, and we kind of lose that excitement and that curiosity. Children have that natural spark of that, I want to know. I want to know. I'm bothered as a teenager, right? It needs to make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's like their life is over. It's like, I can't live something that that doesn't make sense to me. So that's really, I believe, why in the Pesach Seder we focus on the children. That's why in the Torah, in this week's Parsha, and last week's, we talk about the child has to ask the question. Because through our experience being exposed with children, it's supposed to remind us of our inner child. It's supposed to remind us of the things that we should really be trying to engage with ourselves, trying to get to that questioning spirit of that excitement, of that curiosity, of that need, that desire to know. And it goes even deeper. Usually, when we have questions, let's say we have questions of faith, or if we have frustrations in our lives, or if something's really not working out, we generally shy away from those things. We generally try to avoid those areas in our lives that are difficult. But what I want to suggest is that that's actually not the way that the Torah wants us to live. The Torah wants us specifically to engage in that difficult question, in that area where we don't really feel we have the answers. When we really feel that burn of that kasha, of that question, and we feel that, then and only then can we really have an appreciation for what the response is, what the answer is, what the attempted answer, because we don't really always have answers. That's why the Talmidei Chachamim at the Seder, they may have all the answers, but it's not about the answers. They have to ask questions, because a question creates that gap. But not only does it create that situational interest, but it actually creates a desire and a feeling of lacking if we don't have the answer. We're so used to sort of like, we have the answers, we have a curriculum, we have what Torah Judaism is, we have the philosophy, we have. So let's just tell everybody what they got to do. You have to let it organically, naturally be created through the process and the journey of questions. And if we lose sight of that, if we squash that, both in ourselves and, unfortunately, in children, then there's not going to be a shelf to put the knowledge on. Everyone here has probably had the experience of cramming for a test. You cram the information into your mind, you take the test, boom, you forgot everything you just studied for. Because the information didn't have a shelf in your life, didn't have a place to put it in your cognitive map. Because you were just putting it into your brain just for the process just for the test. The same is true. If you don't have a question, if you don't have what is the Torah addressing? What is the issue here? What's bothering Rashi, right? If I don't have a question that I'm answering with this knowledge, it's not relevant to my life. So the whole purpose is to bring that question. I want to share, in light of this, I want to share a medrash quickly with you. The medrash says, in Parshas Metsora, Vayikra Rabba, the medrash has a very interesting narrative. The medrash says, expounding on the pasuk of Mi Ha'isha Chavetz Chaim, the medrash says, there was a rochel, there was a peddler. He was going around and he was saying, who wants the life? Who wants the sam hachayim? Sounds like a Charlie Brown, you know, story, right? Who wants life? And he's going and selling it, right? This peddler is, and he's going around and he gets to Rav Yanai. And Rav Yanai is sitting there and he's like, of course I want to buy the potion of life, of course, right? And the guy's like, no. The peddler says, it's not for you. He says, no, I want to see what you have. So he, okay, fine, I'll come down. He comes down to Rav Yanai, he's learning. And he quotes him a pasuk in Tehillim. The peddler says, it says, Mi Ha'isha Chavetz Chaim. Ma Kasev Basrei. What does it say after that? Litzor Lishon Chameira. Who wants life? Someone who guards your tongue from saying bad. Sur Meira V'yase Tov. From that, Rabbi Yanai says, all my life, kol yamai yahisi kore hapasik azev lo hisi yodea hichon hu pashut. I didn't understand explanation of this verse until the rochel came and told me, mi ha'isha chavetz chaim. What in the world happened there? He said, the peddler comes and tells him this verse, and he said, oh my goodness, unbelievable, I can't believe that he taught me this lesson. What did he teach him? So I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Lapiansky, the peddler is different than a store owner. A peddler is a salesman. He's got to convince you, hey, your life is not good without this product. You're just not cutting it. You've got to get this thing. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's got to create out of thin air why you should buy what he's offering. A chenveni, a store owner, he sits in his store. You come to me, I'm Apple. I know you think that I'm amazing. Come to my store, you'll buy my Apple product. That's it. I don't got to go to you to... A peddler has to go, he's a traveling salesman, he's got to convince you of his product. This is how he read this pasuk. Mi ha'isha chavetz chaim is a question. Why is it a question? Mi ha'isha chavetz chaim. Who is the one who desires life? Only when I can convince you that you should want a life of vitality, you should want a chavetz chaim, you should be wanting life, you should live a life of vitality, of joy, of nobility, of purity, of kedusha, all these things, then, only then, nitzor neshon chomeira. Then I can tell you how you can accomplish that. But you have to first buy into my product. You first have to feel that desire by asking questions. And that's what Rav Yanai said, wow, this peddler, he is able to evoke the emotion of the struggle, of the challenge, of the question, of the buyer. He's able to say, who wants life? And then people start, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Then he comes in and he gives an answer. Only when you have a question does a response as an answer have a shelf to actually sit on. And I'll just close with this last beautiful sentence that I saw Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote just to encapsulate this beautifully, this idea. Of Yediyas HaTorah, the knowledge of Torah, Chazal have relatively little to say. But of Talmud Torah, they can never say enough. What Rav Lichtenstein is saying is that knowing what it is in the Torah, knowing the answers, that's not what Chazal focus on. Chazal focus on the journey, on the Talmud Torah. Why is a Talmud Chacham called a Talmud Chacham? A Torah scholar. No. Talmud Chacham. He's a student. Right? He's always a student. He's always learning, always struggling, always questioning. That's what it means. Talmud Torah is a journey. It's a search. It's a struggle. And it has to be through the process of asking the question. Everyone should have a wonderful week. Shavua Tov. Enjoy.